Hello, and welcome to another edition of The Light. The 2014 American Solar Challenge is set to take place in the United States this July. And now, one group of Iranian students are there to show off the research by driving a solar-powered car through the American heartland.
The Harbin 2 is no ordinary vehicle. It's 15 feet long and runs entirely on solar power. The Harbin 2 has reached top speed of 150 kilometers per hour during testing. Its designers are now in the U.S. and are taking part in the American Solar Challenge.
We found that there are competitions at the professional level for solar cars all over the world, in Australia, in Africa, and the United States. That gave students the motivation and encouragement to believe that they're capable of making a car like this.
The Harbin was designed and manufactured by students at the University of Qazvin in Iran. The car's surface is covered with 516 cells that convert energy from the sun into electricity.
Based on regulations for previous competitions, vehicles had to be three-wheeled, but with the new regulations, the vehicles are moving towards four wheels, more like a conventional car, so that one day anyone could use it.
A previous model of Harbin, which means bright sunny day in Farsi, raced in the 2011 World Solar Challenge in Australia. And the students behind the design are dreaming big.
I would like to meet the engineers all over the world that are working in this field. I hope the opportunities are created for the exchange of knowledge and experience so that new ideas in the field of solar cars are generated and we can make this car universal.
The American Challenge is an 8-day, 1,700-mile road rally through seven states, and it is hoped that Harbin 2 can bring home glory.